good evening. Sorry, wrong voice. Well, welcome to another episode of Life Dead Temple. Your host, Ted Harris. This is my lovely sister, Lindsay Harris-Gale.
Hello.
We talk about our adventures, probably in Hollywood news, what's like the autistic.
Excellent.
So, let's talk about...
It's spring.
I know.
Spring is here.
Spring is here. Spring is here. Life is skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do. Do you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes you complete for me. And it makes every Sunday a treat for me. Oh, the world is in tune on a spring afternoon. And we're blazing pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me and the blazing pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try to hide. They still go for a pee as we caught it with cyanide. The sunshine ain't bright, everything thinks he's all right. We're voicing him in the park. Tra la dee 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 dee. Tra la da 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 dee dee dee. We gained out of variety and caused much anxiety. Autobots assigned our games. They called them piety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasantness. But not anyone's religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. Oh, when Sunday you're free, won't you come with me? We boys up in the park. And maybe we'll do it a squirrel or two as we boys up in the park. We'll burn them all with laughter and merriment, except for the ones we take home to experiment. La 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 la. The pulse will be quick and rate. Each drop is stricken. We feed on a pigeon. Just because pigeon boys up in the park.
Ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of Mr. Tom Lehrer, or Professor Tom Lehrer, as reinterpreted by my brother, Ted Harris.
Thank you.
Tom Lehrer is an American treasure. I don't know why he hasn't won the Mark Twain Prize for comedy. He's a genius.
Yes.
He's wonderful, and he knows how to turn a dam into a dame.
Ahem.
Or a pan into a pain.
Okay.
It's not too hard to see. It's silent E.
Okay.
Okay. So, Ted, what is our latest adventure now that it is springtime and you have Earth Day on your mind? What was our latest adventure, Ted?
We got to see the giant troll statues at Philadelphia Zoo that are done on recycled wood by Danish artist Davis Thomas Dambo as art to his Trolls of the Humans. This is to give awareness to... We got to see the giant troll statues at the Philadelphia Zoo. Mm-hmm. They were done recycled wood by a Danish artist. His name is Thomas Dambo. His art show is Trolls of the Humans. It's a good word to the saving trees. We also saw the snow leopards and lions, tigers, and panther. Not the pink panther. And mountain lions and a jaguar that was over our heads. We had our moment of zen in front of the fountain and the elephant statue.
Ted. Can you explain for people at home who might never have been to the Philadelphia Zoo before, how was the jaguar over our heads?
The jaguar was overhead by a mesh bridge.
Yeah.
It was a mesh bridge with overheads. It gives cats a leeway over the humans.
Yeah, it lets the cats stretch their legs and stroll around more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like pacing more.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a moment of zen in front of the fountain and the elephant statue. We also saw Art of the Brick at the Franklin Institute. At the Franklin Institute, you can feel the fun. We did it to cheer up.
We were spending time. Okay, let's just try this. We went to see the Art of the Brick at the Franklin Institute, which is one of our favorite places.
Yep.
And we went with our friends, Michelle and Hunter.
Yeah, she loves Muppets and Legos. Art of the Brick was done by an artist named Nathan Sawaya,
mm-hmm.
who makes art of Legos. We saw hardcore art. A lot is done by serious Lego enthusiasts.
Yeah, he uses the tiniest Legos, lots and lots of them, to make like really gentle curves and stuff like that, right?
Yep. We saw hardcore art. We saw the master's paintings by Legos.
So what were some of the master's paintings that we saw?
I
that
saw
were made
Girl
out of
Pearl
Lego?
Earring with Legos.
Which one?
Girl with a Pearl Earring done by Legos. The Mona Lisa done by Legos. Night Music done by Legos.
Night Music, which one's that?
Van Gogh.
Oh, it's called Night Music?
Yeah.
I thought it was called Starry Night.
Starry Night.
What do I know? I know nothing. Go ahead.
We saw Roman statues done by Legos. I saw a T-Rex about 5 feet tall done by Legos. And we also saw endangered animals made out of Legos. And we went into another room. We made our own Lego statues. I made two Lego sculptures. Lizzie made a giraffe. Michelle and Hunter made a truck. They also had a ramp for race year Legos. He also made a truck, and he turned the truck into Optimus Prime.
Yeah, Hunter made a really good Optimus Prime. He's a nice guy.
Yep. He also made a Muppet Theater.
And also Hunter showed us how we could make the curtain more stable. How did he make it more the curtain for the
Needs the
proscenium?
smaller pieces.
Yeah.
He likes to build things.
So what else did we see there?
We also saw the giant heart. Leslie would just be a little claustrophobic.
Actually, it's because I'm 5'10" and it's I just I feel yeah, claustrophobic is probably the right word. But yeah, for people who don't know, for people at home who don't know, what is the giant heart at the Franklin
It's just the
Institute?
biggest model heart in the United States you've ever seen.
And you can do what with
You
it?
can actually go inside and see the inside of the heart, how the heart beating, sounds of the heartbeat. You actually go upstairs and you actually see how the heart works.
So you travel through the heart model the same way that
Vessel
that
does.
a blood cell travels through vessels and stuff like that, right?
Yep. Yeah. Where was I? We
So we
also
saw the electricity room and the air show.
saw the electricity room, the air show, and Hunter tried out the electricity and the Tesla coil. Oh, this time they added a space room. I remember there used to be a skeleton riding an elliptical machine.
An elliptical machine?
Yeah, and a medical pinball game and a display of surgical instruments. After that, we had a snack at Astra Ice Cream and Moment of Zen in Logan Square.
Can you tell for the folks at home, can you tell them what a moment of Zen is?
Okay, so it's quiet, it's peaceful, there's no one bothering you, the noisy crowd, the screaming children, there's peace, and everything's beautiful.
It was a nice sunny day. Flowers were starting to come out, and we sat by the fountain and just watched the water. It was really lovely, wasn't it?
Yep. Oh, we also
So we're
have
going to put a couple of links in the show notes about the Trolls Save the Humans exhibit and the Art of the Brick exhibit. The Trolls Save the Humans exhibit, I think that closes in like maybe the second week of April.
Oh.
So if you want to go see it, you better go fast. And the Art of the Brick is, I think, running through the rest of the year. I know it's running through the summer.
All right.
So moving on, what is our next topic, Ted?
Now, on this note, if I could be serious for a moment, coming up is Earth Day. Some people have great respect for what this country is, and some people don't. The first indigenous people loved the land. They held a reverence, and for some turn that today that spirits were born. This week, we visit Wissahickon Valley Park. Once a haven for trash and litter, community volunteers came in. Once a haven for trash and litter, community volunteers climbed in. They cleaned up the litter. The land is good. Yet all around us are reminders on how far we have to go. So everyone must get involved. Over the past 40 years, American Earth has become cleaner. Thanks to the Clean Community System, many cities and towns refuse to let the communities get dirty again. While many part of the solution, many more aren't. So everybody has to get involved. I also visited John Hines Wildlife Refuge. It reminds us what Earth used to look like around the time of the dinosaurs. It has a lot of great trees and plants and exotic animals. I learned that trees get their food from the bark. Cut off the bark and the tree could die. Also, careless people paint on the rocks, boulders, and trees and leave trash everywhere.
And Ted has a couple of links in the show notes that he's going to share. One is from the Department of Agriculture, and the other one is the Captain Planet Foundation, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If we pick up litter wherever we see it and carry it in our backpacks, our purses, even our pockets we have to, and put it in a trash can, we'll clip the earth. There's nothing cool about trash hanging out of the back of a garbage truck that is going 100 miles an hour on an unpaved road. Also, we need to burn less and less and less fossil fuels. I feel the only vehicles on the road should be electric cars and police cars and fire trucks and ambulances and taxi buses. The world needs a worldwide mass transit system. Motorized mass transit is the hope of the future. I'm sure sports utility vehicles are cool, but not practical. But if it sits in a car, it could maybe fit on a train or bus. Also, people will use nuclear power to power their homes. What falls with it? Boom! Leveled the city. Nuclear power is not a smart move. Suck up supply our power needs for generations. We can't harness that power of sun wind. No need to dig a drill or hurt a tree. But a river spill, it's always clean and free. Yeah. We have to clear oceans of trash and litter. If we work to clean our water systems, we have clean drinkable water. I'm also scared to go out in the sun because climate change has devastated a lot of our land and animals, as well as some farmlands. We can't predict how much is too much. The last few decades have been hot as a record. We make things worse with greenhouse gases. Rising seas take a big bite out of the Big Apple. After Hong Kong is long gone, living in Western Europe, we scuba divers. We collapse global economies, farmland turned to desert, and hunger on global scale. It would mean every animal and human would have to die out or have to adapt to survive. Lucky ones may develop new traits. Some would say our planet's problems are too great, but no, we can have a clean, healthy Earth, which leads to our children, and our children's children, and our children's children's children, and so on and so on, etc., etc. The time to act is now. As Captain Planet once said, the power is yours.
One of the things that Ted really loves is the website for the Captain Planet Foundation. Ted, can you tell us about that website?
It's a website for planet heroes to inspire other kids to save the Earth.
Okay, and what is Captain Planet?
Captain Planet was a superhero back in the 90s that encouraged kids to save the environment. He encourages people to save the environment, recycle more, pick up trash wherever they see it, and to clip the Earth.
Okay. So now we can move on to Muppet News.
Muppet News, Muppet News, Muppet News.
Muppet News. So what is the Muppet News for March, Ted?
It's going to be Big Bird's birthday on March 20th.
March 20th was a few days ago.
Yeah. There'll be cake and ice cream, barbecue events for Muppets and humans past and present. We also have Mr. Hooper jumping off a cake, and Stuffy will be there, songs by Maria Louise. And we'll sing some songs, advocate that we do some magic. It'll be very fun. It'll be a great show.
So, Ted, I have a question for you. How old is Big Bird?
He's 6 years old, but he's really 55. Autism news, autism news, autism news. The Eagles Autism Challenge is a fun run that raises money for Eagles Autism Program. The Eagles Autism Challenge is a fun run that raises money for the Eagles Autism Program that raises money for autism research and their community programs that raise money for autism. The money will go to doctors and scientists research working to find a cure for autism.
So the Eagles Autism Challenge is on May 18th, and it's dedicated to raising funds for innovative research and care programs. How does it work, Ted? How does it work?
You can register solo or a team or participate virtually.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do?
Get creative. There are a number of easy ways to move closer to a fundraising goal.
Yep.
Follow a few tips to get you started. 100% participant raise funds benefit autism research and care programs.
What are some ways that you can participate in the Eagles Autism Challenge, Ted?
You can do the bike ride, or run walk, or the sensory walk, which is an easier walk with rest stops.
Yeah, they have rest stops and it's quieter.
Or you can participate virtually.
Mm-hmm. How can you participate virtually, Ted?
You can ride an exercise bike or walk in place and record yourself.
Mm-hmm. So you can be a virtual participant and do the fundraising things, but you still get the t-shirt and the medal and the gift bag, and you still get to go to the Friday kickoff party and the Saturday finish line celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, wow, in the first 5 years, they raised over $16 million. That's pretty cool, huh, Ted?
Yeah.
So if you want to participate in the Eagles Autism Challenge, you can go to eaglesautismchallenge.org and get more information. Right, Ted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should wrap this up now.
Okay.
Well, that's it for now. We hope you enjoyed today's show. Remember to tell people like, people we hate, all people to support our show. And if they want to share, sing a song, tell the joke, or short story, you write to us at info@6630production.com. You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. If you want to see my YouTube videos, you can go to youtube.com/TedHarrisPuppets or search Ted Harris Puppets. My video should come up. That's it for now. I'm your host, Ted Harris. Hope to see you again soon. Bye!